Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we check the pulse of Rescue Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital on this fine Monday morning. If you missed me, the middle of the last half of last week, that's because the Character Chronicles is now officially on its summer schedule every Monday morning, once a week, 8 a.m. Central Time, once a week, every Monday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Facebook, Twitter, and as always, omaha.com/character. All right, now that the show business has been handled, let's talk about a little Husker business. Now, what's to make of Maurice Washington being in the news again? All right. So he had the University of Police a week ago, as most of you know, called to his dorm room. He had the odor of marijuana was emanating from his dorm room, and he was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. Regardless of whether you support or don't support marijuana, it's not the issue here. He was already out on bond on felony charges, okay? Now, he may or may not play this fall because we don't know what's going to happen with those charges. All right, so we're still waiting to see what happens there. Then this happens. So what's to make of a very young, very talented young man who admirably wants to stay true to himself? But what do we make of this? Because obviously something needs to be learned, all right? So one of two things needs to happen, all right? If for some reason, well, not for some reason, but if he's unable to play this fall because of those charges, whatever does happen with the court system this summer, if he's unable to play this fall, he needs to learn a lesson. He needs to learn from his mistakes. He needs to come back and be better, frankly, whenever he's allowed to come back and play, if that is indeed the case and what happens. Now, hopefully it's not. Everyone makes mistakes. I always tell my kids, when I'm giving my speeches, when I'm talking to people, I always say, there's only one true mistake in life. Everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to do things the right way. But everyone's going to make mistakes. So either you're winning or you're learning how to win by making a mistake. Because you learn more from a loss, you learn more from a mistake than you do doing it the right way or winning. So either you're doing it the right way or you're learning how to do it the right way. Either you're winning or you're learning how to win. The only true mistake you can make in life is not learning from your mistakes. So if that is indeed the case, Mo Washington needs to learn from his mistake. Now, if he is able to play this fall, all right, he still needs to learn from it because he's a very talented young man with a very bright future. All right, and really the only thing that can stop him potentially, hopefully this isn't the case, could potentially be himself. So if he is able to play this fall, I would say he needs to do prehab. You ever heard of athletes doing things to prevent injuries, to prevent something negatively happening on the field? He needs to do prehab in the aspect of he needs to learn because it was still a mistake. This was still a mistake as well with the marijuana, whether you agree with it or not, because it's something that could keep him off the field. And again, it's very admirable to stay true to oneself, but you also need to look around and say, hey, you know, this might affect me negatively, impact me negatively going forward. And so he could say, hey man, that's what could have happened. Luckily I'm able to play this fall. I need to do some prehab going forward so stuff like this does not happen again. People underestimate the 6 inches between the ears because there are so many talented people walking the streets. So many. In the NFL, all right, I understand it's college football, but there's 7 billion people walking the face of God's green earth. And in any given NFL season, there's only 1,600 NFL players. There's a lot more talented people walking the streets, all right? God blessed me with some natural gifts, but I learned some lessons along the way that really, really helped me. Now, for some reason, Mo's unable to play this fall. We got some running backs with some talent, with some ability. Dedrick Mills has shown up in shape. He's looked really good. He was Georgia Tech's leading rusher a couple years ago as a true freshman in that triple option offense. He was the number one junior college running back in the country a year ago. It'd sure be great to have Mo's speed and athletic ability with Dedrick's power and physicality. A great 1-2 punch. Hopefully we can have that. That'd be awesome. That'd be a lot of fun. But regardless of what happens, we know we'll have Dedrick. He showed up. He's looked good. I just hope we have Mo as well. And whether we do or not, I hope he learns from this and is better going forward. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bug. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.